And this morning, I want to share with you, I just want to talk into you, the first Christmas. You mean? The first Christmas, it wasn't all like these days. It was a different situation. But let me bring you to attention about what Christmas is all about. In Matthew chapter 1, if you have your Bible, or if you have an iPad with a Bible, it's the same thing. You know, I don't really like to use the phone because the phone not looking big enough for the Bible. But anyway, today you can look in it wherever you can. So Matthew chapter 1, and I'm looking 21, verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 21, in Matthew chapter 1, it said, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will be saving the people from the sin." Listen careful. "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will be saving the people from the sin." Well, let me bring you to the next chapter 4 of Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. "The people, they sat in the darkness, having seen a great light, and those who seated on the regional, on the street, they was on the darkness, they saw the great lights." Now, let me mention to you that Jesus don't come into this world for us to have a beautiful party, amen, or beautiful holidays, or wonderful things. It is wonderful that you share a gift with a friend. It is because Jesus represented the best gift on the world. Jesus represented the best gift on the world. God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten son for everyone who believes in him should have eternal life. This is the really mean of Christmas. Can you pray with me? Father, we thank you for Jesus. They come to this world, Lord, to save your sin, Lord Jesus. We pray this morning that no one will be left out, Lord Jesus. That you, Lord, touch our life, and we put ourselves into your hands, Lord. That Jesus is our Savior. That Jesus is the name about every name. We thank you, God, to give us the best gift you have in the heaven for us. In Jesus' name we pray. So this particular scripture in Matthew 21, it says, "They shall give birth to a son, and his name is going to be Jesus." Let me say something to you. There is no other name. There is no other name on the world, bow the world, under the world, that can save your sin. Only Jesus. The name of Jesus wasn't given by the parents. The name of Jesus was given by the angel of the living God. So when the angel riding into the place and said to Joseph, of the husband of that time, or the boyfriend that they married having that time, and they said, "You should call him Jesus, because he will save him, the people from the sin." What is Christmas? Christmas is Jesus, our Savior. That's what it is. You remove Jesus for Christmas, there's nothing left. Nothing left. Jesus, our Savior. The people which live on the darkness, we're talking about the early Christmas, the first Christmas, the people who live under bondage, the people that live without lights, without hope, in the whole region, they saw great lights, amen. They saw great lights. And when you see the lights on the city, you see all these lights around the house, symbolic mean that Jesus is born. Now, in this time of the year, these days we have a great joy that we all preachers and people wanted to talk about the joy of the Christmas, the beautiful thing, the Christ, the wonderful thing. And this is a good thing that we can talk about. You know, I was a little bit upset the other day when somebody said in TV that the school in Victoria, the master of the school said not to have any teaching about Christmas because you offend some other believers. Or you offend some other cultures. Let me tell you something. Teach your children about Christmas because this is my culture. This is my what I believe. This is my Savior. Amen. Don't listen to what the other people think or the school, but you are the father and mother to teach your children about Christmas, what it's all about. Amen. Because believe me, Christmas is not a Santa Claus. Christmas is a Jesus. And you know, in this time of the year, everybody gets stressed out because of the holiday season. They got to get ready things. Sometimes they can be devastated. I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago here. He said, I'll have to write so many Christmas cards to send to people. There's a stress out on things like this. But the first Christmas was not like that. The first Christmas was not like that at all. It was about the darkness, was about the sin, was about the village in Palestine when this young, beautiful woman gave birth to a baby and in a place that was not very sanitary place, but in a place that, you know, that not even was any standing for have a baby, but she gave up one of the most beautiful baby that this world will never have because he was a sentient by the Father, God our Father. And they give to us the lights of the world, the blessing of the world. In that time, in the year, on the first Christmas, not everything was beautiful. Let me tell you a story from the king of Pharaoh. That you know the story that when he hear about that the boy, the baby is born, that he's going to be the king of Israel, he massacred all of the children in the whole region, he killing all of the children. Because he worried about to lose his kingdom. It was a terrible situation on the first Christmas. And the religion leaders, you know, they shut the gates of the Messiah. Because they worried about. The first Christmas, it was different from today. There was no celebration like today. There was the Son of God travel on this world. For the people, the city in the darkness of sin, to receive deliverance, amen. To be free in Jesus' name, amen. How many people want to be free in Jesus? Shine with your hands, amen. Praise God. Christmas is Christ come to the world to save the world. To save the world from the sin. He shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from the sin. Let me tell you something. The sin, they kill. The sin infected the world. Even our government a few weeks ago, they were infected by sin. And consequently, our country, we pay the consequences because they infected with the sin, not with the joy of God. So Christmas is all about forgiveness. It's not just about the happy, happy holidays. I mean, it's a blessing you if you go on holiday, but be careful where you go and what are you doing. Amen. Christmas is about the found Jesus into your life. Amen. Christmas is about the Jesus in my life. Christmas has come for you. For you to have a salvation of your sin. I'm not sure if you're here, but in India, a few days ago, the Christian have been told by the power of the government to remove the Christmas tree and not to celebrate the Christmas because they will put into jail. So that was a terrible thing. I pray for the Christian in India. They've lived on this persecution area because they putting away Jesus, they're losing everything. There is no other name on this world that can save you from this sin. No other name. Every human being of life, they sin, they'll die with the sin, and they've gone to hell. That's what happened. Sin polluted the whole world. Sin become the pollution of the whole world. Sin will bring you tear. Sin will bring a pain into your life. Sin will fade. Sin will bring sickness into your life. And to everyone living in darkness, it's a time for us to look into Jesus and look into our Savior. Amen. All of these things that are directing to us, and all this problem, there is sickness, there is pain, the world, there is wrapping and the problem in every way into the government because of sin. Because of sin. Sin destroys relationship between men and God. Sin destroys a relationship between men and God. You cannot have a relationship with God and live it on and live in sin. It is impossible. But let me make that clear. God loved the sinner, but he hated the sin. So that's why he sent Jesus. That's why he became Christmas for you and I. We can look into the beautiful Christ, the abundant life to give us salvation, to have access to the heavenly place. Christmas, not about a beautiful story. Christmas, about the salvation. That Jesus come to the world to give in us salvation. He's delivering us from the darkness of the sin. Hello? Jesus is delivering us from the darkness of the sin. Sin will be destroyed. Every human being life. The Bible tells it that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Every person in the world that will not give the sin to Christ, he will not invite Christ into the life. If it is not today, tomorrow, he'll die in sin. It is not access into the heavenly place. It's not access into the heavenly place. The Bible said that Jesus Christ come into the world to save us from the sin. The reason why this Christmas come for us to remember, to remind us about the Savior Jesus. Christmas, Jesus is the reason for that. Amen. Christmas is Jesus the reason for that. No other story. No other thing. And let me tell you, my dear friend, teach your children, your grandchildren, about Christmas is Jesus born. Born in Palestine, born in Bethlehem, born to save the world because he was sent by God and not for anybody else. Amen. The angel of the living God come before him and advised the people that the Savior come. Today on the seat of David, a Savior is born to save everyone who is ready to receive the heavenly place. Joy given to the people who receive the heavenly place. Sin destroy your life. Let me tell you a story. You hear the story of the first supper? Leonardo da Vinci. He painted a beautiful pictures on the city of Rome. The last supper. But for days and months he looking for the right person. For the right person, because in that day it was no camera, in that day it was no mobile phone, he left the paint, amen. And they're looking for beautiful young man to look his smile, to look it without a sin, that he want to paint the face of Jesus. So one day he saw this beautiful young man in the city of Rome, and they call him, and they invite him, if he can see the on the chair for him to paint his face, this beautiful face, that he will be on the picture on the last supper with Jesus. So he will be painting for the face of Jesus. Leonardo da Vinci said, "What is your name?" The name of this young man is Pietro Bandanelle. It's a beautiful name, Pietro Bandanelle. But what happened? Leonardo da Vinci needed to look for the most ugly person in the world to represent the Jew, the Iscariot, the sinner man. Not because God did not like a Jew, because God loved the sinner, but in that situation, Leonardo da Vinci needed to look for a person that looked really sad. The face looking terrible. You know, where the sinner man look is, I don't know how can discover that. So Leonardo da Vinci for years, looking around on the street, around the city of Rome, to looking for the most ugly person he can find, to painting his face, the looking sinner of man, to paint it to represent Jude, who treated Jesus. After a few years, he looked around on the city, he found this old man. He was a looking homeless man, terrible man. And Leonardo da Vinci asking, "Can I use you to paint your face? To paint your face for you to represent Judah in the picture that he painted for the last supper?" The man said, "Yes." So Leonardo da Vinci got this little chair, they make an image to sit in there. But he forget to ask his name. When he's sitting there and start to paint his face, there was the most ugly face you can see on the earth. He said to him, "By the way, what is your name?" The man replied, "My name is Pietro Bandanelle." He said, "I also sit here many years ago for you to paint me for Jesus." Leonardo da Vinci was shocked. "What happened to you for the beautiful face? That you become the most ugly person, homeless person in the city of Rome?" The man replied, "I sin before Christ." Sin destroy your life. Sin, they kill you. Sin, they follow you. Sin, you cannot escape it. Because if you think nobody see you, Jesus will see you wherever you are. Sin will follow you. If it's not today, tomorrow, they will kill you. You need Jesus into your life. To believe it without a sin. The Lord Savior. The Lord Savior. Jesus is the most powerful name in the world that can save you from the terrible sin of this world. Hallelujah. But Pastor Tony, why you talk about sin on Christmas time? I needed to tell you what the Holy Spirit told me. The sin destroy our life. The sin destroy our life. It is Jesus come to this world as a little baby on the manger in Jerusalem, on that town in Palestine, to give you the life that you need for the rest of your life, to live for the best to best, and for blessing to bless, to forgive everything that exists in your life. So Christmas is not only a story. Christmas is a powerful name that this world has. He born to give you life. The angel told Joseph, "The son that your wife have, Mary, is the reason that he come, because his name is Jesus. He will save in the world. He will save in the world. And they will save in me and you. Let me tell you what means Savior. Savior means deliverance. Amen. Deliverance. So nobody can deliver you from sin. No one. There is no other name on this world. There is no other religion, no church, no pastors, no priests, no culture. There is only Jesus, because his name is about every name. Because he come from the heavenly place to this world through a little story that he represents the Savior of the world. And if we move the Savior of the world, every country will fall on the ground. You don't have it to convince Jesus to deliver you from the sin. He is the deliverer. Amen. We don't have to convince Jesus to forgive our sin. He is the forgiver. Amen. He forgave you. He forgave you. The only simple thing you left to say, Jesus, come to my life and deliver me from the sin. Jesus is your Christmas. Jesus is your Christmas. All you have is to say, allow Jesus to come to your life. That's all you have to say. Allow Jesus to come to your life. Invite Jesus this Christmas to come to your home. That's all. Nothing else. Invite Jesus. Say, Jesus, come to my life. You are my Christmas. You are my Savior. Too many people have been deceived to allow the sin to destroy our life. Jesus is come and die on the cross, that the devil is defeated, that has no power to touch you. But the power the devil have when we allow him to destroy our life. For many, many times I hear people say, Pastor Tony, you know, the devil make me do it. The devil making me do it. Let me tell you something. The devil, he tried to destroy Jesus. The devil, he tried to destroy Jesus. But Jesus replied and said to him, devil, behind me. Because it is written, worship God, nobody else. Worship God, nobody else. The devil has no power to destroy you. The devil has a power to convince you, but you have a power to say, devil, behind me. Behind me. You can't touch me. You know, Pastor Tony, the devil is making me do it. The devil only can do it if you give up on him. Amen. But not if you put him under the feet. Because Jesus gives you the power to put the devil under the feet. Jesus come. He born 2,000 years plus ago on the little manger in a little town called Bethlehem in Jerusalem, almost a sanitary area. But this beautiful young woman is used by God, by the Holy Spirit, to give the Son, that God Himself, born on the flesh like you and I, to destroy the power of the devil. Amen. To destroy the power of the devil. You can say this, Jesus, you are my Savior. You can say that. I cannot say for you. I can only say that for myself. Amen. You can say that. Say, Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my deliverer. You are my power. You are my Savior. You are the one to forgive my sin. You are my Christmas. Amen. You are my Christmas. Deliver me from the darkness of the world, from the garbage of this world, from the rubbish that the television is talking about. Somebody said a few weeks ago on television, said, only Christian Bible talk about Jesus and no other Bible. I wanted to talk to the man. I said, there is no other Bible in the world. He was trying to say the other religion got different Bible. There is no other Bible in the world. In fact, no other Bible. When you mention the Bible, you mention the name of Jesus. He said, but the Christian Bible say that. There is no other religion or Bible. Other religion, they call it something else. They don't call it Bible. They don't call it Bible because if you mention the Bible, you mention the Word of God. And you can say to Jesus, deliver me from the infection of this world who bring this sin to our country. Deliver me. Because He can deliver you. He can deliver you. He has the power to give you the right to be called son of God. He has the power to give you the right to be called son and daughter of God. Amen. But you know what He also has. Can I invite you to send this morning? It's an unusual message for Christmas, but let me tell you, I needed to tell you that. Because there is someone here this morning they needed to hear. They needed to hear. If it's anyone that want to give their life to Jesus this morning, can you lift your hands? I want to pray for you. If anyone that want to give their life to Jesus this morning, I want to pray for you. Because He is the only one that can do for you, not nobody else. Nobody else. We want to pray this morning that all of us, we have a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful blessing to our life. But remember that Jesus is born to give you and I salvation. He's not born for a beautiful story, for a beautiful things to remember. He's born to remind you that He's the Savior of the world. Just before we worship God once again this morning, can we lift our hands and we pray? Father, we pray for this Christmas. That Jesus will come into our home and to our life and blessing everyone in us. We invite you here, Lord, into the center of our heart that you take care of us, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the one that are not here tomorrow, that travel, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them and touch them, Lord. That wherever they are, Lord, for the family or friend, you are the lights on that presence, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord, be the lights of our life. That you are the Christmas of our life. We thank you, Jesus. Can we worship God before we go home this morning? Can we do that? We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.